and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped.
Holy, holy, holy.
Lord God, you are holy. We will sing of your praises all day long because you are that good. Lord, help our thoughts be focused on you throughout the day. May you be the first thing on our minds when we wake up in the morning and the last thing on our minds before we fall asleep at night. And when we're singing songs to you, or whether we are working, Lord, or resting, may our thoughts still be fixed on you. Help us to draw nearer to you, Lord. Lord, and help us to even be more in love with you. We praise you, Jesus, for who you are. You are beautiful and wonderful and powerful. And so we seek you this morning. We look forward to your word, God, and what you have to say to us. May our ears be open to hear your word and our hearts be soft and open to change by your presence. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Are seated this morning, if you would be willing to take a Bible, if you have one, a printed copy or on a tablet or phone, to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5, verses 21 to 26. And as we are doing that, the children from kindergarten to sixth grade would be dismissed for Children's Church with Miss Steph this morning. And I look forward to the time that they have together. We invite you, in honor of God's word, to remain standing and to follow along as I would read. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, says, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, 'Raca,' is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and you remember there that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny." And may the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Thank you all. You may be seated.